We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tfilin, Halacha Gimel. Inyan Tfilin, Al Pi Hamaymar Hamaschil V'atem Tihiuli Mamleches Koyanim, Hamedaberes Meheolas Hayira. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 15 in Likutei Moran, which speaks about the topic of elevating Yira, fear. We know that fear is one of the most important topics in the world today and from the beginning of time. Fear is a terrible, terrible thing. There's a concept of dying of fright, to die of fright, or certainly fear shortening a person's life. Fear of the IRS, Mas Hachnasa, fear of the unknown, all kinds of fear. Phobias, hydrophobia, this phobia, that phobia, all kinds of things and what it does to a person's life. And in religion, we know one of the most important things, one of the foundations of Yiddishkeit is Yira, Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem, Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. It's a very, very important piece. So what's the story? The answer is there's quite a number of chapters in Likutei Moran that address both, that address negative fear, Yirois Nefulois, it's called, like we spoke in the previous halacha, we spoke about ahavois nefulois, that when the ahava falls into the wrong things, where a person is directing their ahava to the wrong places, instead of loving Hashem, loving the Torah, loving good, the person's in love with the wrong things, you know. And in Yira, it's the same thing. And Rabbi Nizal speaks a lot about how to eliminate the wrong, the unhealthy kind of Yiras, and developing, for example, in this chapter, he speaks about Ha'ola Sayira, elevating Yira to its rightful place, putting it in the right place. Hamaschil, that chapter in the Likutei Moran begins with the words, Mi Sheroitze Litoim Tam Oyer Hagonus, a Jew who wants to taste the hidden light, Hu Tzorich Lehalois Hayira L'Sharosho, has to first elevate Yira to its source, to its roots, dahainu ledas, to elevate the yira to das. Das, according to the Sifrei Kabbalah, sends out chasodim and gevurois. It sends out both, and das is the source of them. It's the origin. And when yira falls into the wrong places, we have to realize that, and we have to see, how do we bring it back? How do we plug the yira back into das, that the yira should be with seichel? I shouldn't be afraid of things that it doesn't make sense to be afraid of, and I should, yes, be afraid of the things that it does, that are the rightful things. And in addition, there's yiras ha'inish, this fear of punishment, fear that comes from punishment, negativity, and there's what's called yiras ha'roimimus. There's a fear or respect that comes from recognition. We recognize the greatness of Hashem, and we're in awe of Hashem. The word yira also means awe. Lahavda, like a person standing in front of a gigantic building, a person standing downstairs in front of the Empire State Building, and he's looking up, and he says, wow, wow, this thing is so huge, so big. It's awesome how this thing was put up, how this thing is standing, how there are tens of thousands of people living, leading their lives, their businesses in this building and everything that's going on, and he's in awe of that. That's an example of this yiras haroimimus. It's I'm not standing there afraid it's going to fall on me. Yira is a yira that goes together with das and roimimus, awesomeness. Ubame malin, and how does one elevate the yira? How does one see to it that their yira, their fears, should be in the right place? Alidei mishpat, through the attribute of mishpat, through judgment. And Rabbeinu Zalveir speaks specifically, sheyishpoit es atzmoi. We're talking about a person auditing himself on a regular basis, judging himself. The Gemara says, kishiyesh din lamata, ein din lamala. That if a person examines himself on a daily basis, he reviews what he did and what he didn't do, and he says, you know, I made a mistake. I spoke to that person this morning, and could be what I said might have hurt, it might have insulted him. He gets on the phone. You know, I thought about what I said this morning, and I realized I made a mistake. I want to apologize. I want you to know I didn't mean it at all the way it came out, etc. That's example of this mishpat. Bein Odom LaChaveroi and Bein Odom LaMokoim. This is a critical piece of Yiddishkeit, and Rabbeinu Zal says, and the Gemara says, if a person does this, then when the Yetzer Hara comes to Hashem and says, Hashem, guess what? You want to know what that guy did? Hashem says, no, I don't. I heard already. The guy told me himself. Have a nice day. Finished. He doesn't want to accept it from the Yetzer Hara because the person beat him to the punch. This is the wording in the Gemara. Kishyesh din lamato, that when a person does this properly down below, they can't judge him above. Because he judged himself already. There's no double jeopardy. We judge himself already. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there, u'kishezeichen ledas, and when a person is zeichet to das, of which one of the pieces is this yira which he elevated, zeichen lebechinas toira shebenigla, then that person is zeichet to study and to understand the revealed part of the Torah, shehi bechinas Sinai, which is compared to Sinai. Valyadei Torah Shebenigla, and by studying Torah Shebenigla properly, zeichen l'tfila. A person is zeichen to the proper kind of tefila, shehi bechinas chesed la'avrohom, which Rabbeinu Zal says there is chesed la'avrohom. Valyadei tefila b'mesirus nefesh, and when a person puts their whole heart into the tefila, when a person kills themselves in tefila, the Zohar HaKadosh quotes the pasuk, Ki olecho hoiragnu kol hayoim. Hashem, for you, we kill ourselves all day. The Zohar HaKadosh says that refers to tefillah. When a person's davening properly, they unplug every, they're not there. It's like they died. They left the world. Person calls on the cell phone. What cell phone? I'm not here. I'm davening. I'm in an audience with Hashem. Nothing matters. He disengages totally from everything else, number one, like a person who died. And then number two, he puts his whole nefesh into it. There's a pasuk, nafshi yotza bedabroi. My soul comes out, my nefesh comes out when I'm talking to my Hashem. I'm spilling my guts. It's not lip service. When I'm talking to Hashem, it's not this is going and my mind is somewhere else and my heart is in a third place. When I'm davening to Hashem, there's rikuz. I'm dropping, I'm letting go of everything else, and then I'm taking my whole brain and nefesh and constricting and making it like a laser beam to pinpoint to Hashem's heart. That's real tefillah. That's tefillah b'mesiras nefesh. So he says, through Torah Shebenigla, a person zochet to tefillah, and through tefillah b'mesiras nefesh, a person is zochet to Torah Shebenistar, to the hidden part of the Torah, to the secrets of Torah. Shehu oyer hagonuz, which is referred to as the hidden light, mishivas yemei bereishis. It's that light which was present in the world when Hashem created the world. And the pasuk says, vayar Hashem esoir kitoiv. Hashem saw the light that it was good. The Gemara says, kitoiv lignoiz. Hashem saw that it was good to hide, to put it away, that it wasn't going to be the right thing to keep it available for man while man was going to be going through all their downs and ups, downs and more downs. The mabul and the dor haflog and go all the different things. So Hashem saw that light of Shiva Simei Bereshis, which was from which Adam Rishon was able to see from one end of the world to the other end of the world, and Hashem hid it. Where did he hide it? Batoira. The Sforum write that the word Batoira is Bigimatria 613, but it's also Bigimatria something to do with secret Roz. Just a second. Roz is Bigimatria Oyer, and the Oyer was written, it was hidden where? Batoira. Don't remember this moment. Okay. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Study that chapter on Likutei Moran well to have a solid foundation for this halacha. Now he begins, and he says, Ki roiv hamamorim, and your Likutei Halacha says that's the next words, Ki roiv hamamorim, or v'chol ze hu bechinas tefillin, v'chol ze hu bechinas tefillin. All of this is tied into tefillin. Everything that he speaks about in that chapter on Likutei Moran, the yira, the das, the Torah Shebenigla, the Torah Shebenista, the tefila, is all tied into the mitzvah of tefillin. And now there's a little footnote here where he says, hamamorim shel Rabbeinu Zal, shenemru ba'oisan hazmanim, because the majority of the shiurim that Rabbeinu Zal gave at that time, Kulam Nemru al Tfilin. We're all revolving around the topic of Tfilin. Kach nishma mipiv hakodesh beferish. Rab Nosson Zal says, I heard him say that. He said clearly that all the shiurim that were given during that period were all related to the mitzvah of tefillin. V'afalpi, and even though we know a general rule about Likute Maran, shekol maimar kolol mikola toira kula, that every chapter in Likute Maran has in it the entire Torah. It's talking about Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, Bar Mitzvah, where every chapter in Likute Maran is tied into the entire Torah. Afalpi kein, still, b'yichud, Rabbeinu Zal told us that he specifically was connecting to the mitzvah of tefillin when he gave some of the shiurim that he gave at that time. And this is mentioned in a few places in Likutei Moran. Okay, so now we begin. Ki ikar ha-tefillin hu lahalois ha-yiro l'sharosha. One of the main purposes of the mitzvah of tefillin is to elevate the Yira to its rightful place, the Midas HaYira to its rightful place. Why? What's the connection between Tefillin and Yira? Ki Tefillin heim bechinas Yira, ki yodua. Because we know the Gemara tells us that Tefillin is Yira. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Menachos, Daf Lamed Hei, V'ro chol amei ha'oretz, ki shem Hashem nikro lecha. All the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon the Jewish people, the Yoru Mimeka, and they will fear you, they will respect you. So the Gemara says, what is this refer? Which mitzvah is it? Where is the name of Hashem upon us? Elu Tfilin Shebaroish. The Gemara says, that's the mitzvah of Tfilin. Tfilin is what imposes fear upon other nations. And there are stories about tzaddikim, great tzaddikim. There are stories in Russia, where in Russia, during communism, they weren't allowed to practice religion. And some people had maids, this, that. And they, again, the man would put on a tefillin in his study, in his private study, where nobody could see. And the maid walked in one time and saw the and nearly passed out from fear, frightened. When a person is wearing tefillin properly, the Meforshim say on this, it doesn't say Elu tefillin she'al harosh. It says Elu tefillin she'birosh. When a person's wearing tefillin, and the tefillin are not just on his head, they're in his head. Meaning, when he puts on tefillin, again, he's serious. He knows he's wearing the crown of Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh calls tefillin Kisrei de Malka. It's the crown of Hashem. When you're wearing tefillin, again, there's no pelephone, there's no nothing. You're very, very connected to Hashem. When a person's wearing tefillin that way, then v'ro chol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikro lecha v'yoru mimecha. That imposes a fear and a respect of all the nations on the Jews who have the shem Hashem upon them. Gam, in addition, tefillin heim bechinas moichin v'das. We know that the Sifrei Kabbalah emphasize that tefillin is a package of seichel, of das. And that's when Hashem delivers to a Jew his new seichel for the day, it comes via the tefillin. The tefillin are a package of moichim. Hainu, so therefore, we see tefillin are both yira and das. Dehainu lehalois hayira lesharosha shebedas. So therefore, by putting on tefillin, this is one of the things that helps us elevate the yira to its proper place, that the Yira should be with intelligence, to be afraid, to be nervous. There are people that are nervous. People suffer in life from so many different things, nervous about parnosa, nervous about different crises. And we mentioned that this item of Yira, it's necessary. It's a part of Yiddishkeit, Reishis Chom Yiras Hashem. But if you direct it to the right place, then it's healthy. It increases a person's life. There's a pasuk that says, Yiras Hashem toisif yomim. Fear of Hashem adds life. And the wrong, just like the opposite, the exact opposite of the wrong kinds of fear that shorten a person's life. I always love to give this example, and it's sort of seasonal. We're about to complete the month of Cheshvan, and we're about to enter into Kislev, one of the happiest months of the year, where we're going to celebrate the Yontif of Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Chanukah is Chinuch. Miloshin Chanukah Sabayis. Chanukah Sabayis is when I move into a new house, a new beginning. That's what Chanukah is all about, beginning. Chanukah is chinuch, educating, you know, starting out in Yiddishkeit. It's the first official holiday of the year after the Yomim Noroyim. So Rav Nosson Zal writes in the Kutei Halachos, Chanukah will teach us about Yira, because Yira is the beginning. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, the beginning in Yiddishkeit. Step one is Yira. From Yira, Yira leads into Ahava. The Mefarshim bring, if you study the word Yira, Yud Reish Aleph Hey. The Aleph Hey of Yira is the Aleph Hey of Ahava. If you start with Yira and you work your way through it, it's a natural progression into Ahavas Hashem. If the Yira is not there, person wants to have a relationship with Hashem or with a wife or with any, without Yira, no respect, just love, it doesn't have a foundation. That's where all the problems come in, Rachmona Litzlan. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, let's analyze this. Yira is synonymous with fire. There are a few places in the Torah where it writes about Matan Torah and Har Sinai, where the whole mountain was flaming and fire, and it says ki yoresa mipnei ha'esh. You were afraid of the fire. Fire imposes fear upon people, right? You go together. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, fire, most people know fire in the context of destructive. Fire destroys. Fire can burn down a house, can burn down a city, you know, burn down everything. That's yira, the wrong kind of yira. There's another which kills people, die of fright, shorten a person's life. There's a yira of kedusha, which not only doesn't it shorten a person's life, it adds life. He says, take a look at the miracle of Chanukah. What happened? They had a cup of oil. How much oil? One day's supply of oil. What did they do? They lit a match to it. They put fire to it. What happened? It became an 8-day supply. That's this year of Kedusha. That fire represents this year of holiness, which not only doesn't it shorten life, it increases life. It's Toisif Yomim. That's Yira when it's put in the right, when it's directed towards Hashem, towards Torah. So we see that Tefillin is both Yira and Das. It helps us elevate the Yira to its Shoyra Shebedas. And this is why we have two parts to the tefillin, the hand and the head. Ki tefillin shel yad hi bechinas yira. The tefillin shel yad correspond to yira. Why? Bechinas yad keha. Which hand do we put the tefillin on? The left hand. What is the left hand? Gevura. Gevura. Gevura is bigimatria yira. Those two go together. Ahava is on the right side, ahavas chesed, and yira is synonymous with gvura. So tefillin are on the left hand, which is yira. Utefillin sheberoish, hi bechinas shoyrish hayira shebedas. And the tefillin shel roish represents the source of yira, where yira starts out from. The yira that starts out in das, in sechel, on the head. In the bechinas roish umoichin vahadas hanal. Okay, and what das are we talking about here? We're talking about the das of Torah. And that's what's inside the tefillin. Inside the tefillin, what do you have? Torah. Parshias of the Torah. And that's also why the most important thing that we recite in the tefillin is what? Torah. Psukim of the Torah, the Kriyashma, which is Psukim of the Torah. Vaideze zoichin litfila. We said over there in Likutim Ram, by elevating the Yira to Das, you're zoiche to Torah Shebenigla, and through Torah Shebenigla, you're zoiche to Tfila. That's why right after Kriya Shema, what do we do after that? Vezeu shemispalin betfilin. That's why not only parts of Torah, but we daven in the tefillin. We say Kshmon Esrei, the tefillah is also in tefillin. Vaideze zoichin lo'or hagonos. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran that through this, we are zoiche to the oir hagonos. We're zoiche to the hidden light. That through Torah Shebenigla, which leads you to tefillah, and through tefillah b'mesiras nefesh, you're zoiche to Torah Shebenister, which is called oir hagonos. Zeu bechinas makifin shenizgalin al yidei hatfilin. This refers to what the Zal tells us, that when a Jew puts on tefillin, he receives the oirois hamakifin. There are two kinds of light. There's oir hapnimi, there's that light which I know. There are those things that I know about, meaning that they're inside my head. I've absorbed that. I understand that. And then there are things that are that I don't understand yet, that I don't know. They're above me. They are referred to as makifin. They encircle. It's like a halo around the person's head. It's a makif. It's something that I might be able to attain, but I haven't attained it yet. That's called makif. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that putting on tefillin is one of the ways that a person receives this oir hamakifin. Al yedei tefillin, shein b'chinas Torah shebenister. That's another word for secrets of Torah, the hidden part of the Torah. B'chinas oir hagonus. V'zeh b'chinas shin shel gimel roshin, shin shel dalid roshin. And this is also why we have the two shins on the tefillin shel roish. Zeh b'chinas oir hagonus. That represents the hidden light. What is the hidden light? The hidden light of Shivas Yemei Bereshis. Shehi oir Shivas Hayomim, b'chinas Zayin Roshim. That's what's represented by those seven heads on the shins. It represents this light, this oir hagonos, the secrets of Torah, the makifim, which are represented by this number, by these two shins. Now Rav Nosson Zal reminds us again that it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh and in the Arizal that for a Jew to get the full impact of Shachris and of Talis and Tefillin, it has to start from midnight. It starts from midnight. The Ikar Oyer HaTefillin, the real, real full benefits and effectiveness of Tefillin, Zoichin al Yedei Kimas Chatzois Voiskin Batoira. A Jew is Zoichatu by getting up at midnight and studying Torah during that second half of the night. The Gemara says that a Jew who studies Torah by night, Hashem is mamshich upon him a chut shel chesed bayoyim. And it's that chut shel chesed that represents the light of tefillin, as the Arizal shows, as the Arizal explains. Now Rav Nosson Zal relates it to the Likutei Moran. He ties it back to the Likutei Moran. Kimas chatzois, getting up at night, zebchinas haolas hayiro l'sharosha. That's one of the ways that we're involved in elevating the yira to the das. Why? Because we, Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Kutuman, how do you do that? Through mishpat. How do you accomplish that? Through mishpat, by judging yourself. If you judge yourself, you take away all heavenly judgment from you. When heaven judges you, then the punishment is sent down into snakes, lions, IRS, your wife, all the different things that impose fear upon a person. The Gemara says that when the judgment comes out from heaven, the judgment is nislabesh in all kinds of things. If you preempt that, if you judge yourself, then there's no more judgment. You judged yourself and you apologized, you confessed, you admitted your mistakes, you confessed, you begged Hashem for forgiveness, it's over. So the person, the fear does not have to be nislabesh and all of those other things. So all of those fears are gone. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, so when a person gets up for chatzos, that's ha'olas yir l'sharosha, how? Al yedei mishpat. Because one of the major activities at chatzos is mishpat. Ki koidem chatzos, because before we recite the rest of the prayers of Chatzos, the Tikkun Rochel, the Tikkun Leah, before we sit down to learn Torah, step number one is Oimrim Vidui al Chatoim. Step one, if you look in the Tikkun Chatzos, is the first thing we do there is Elokeinu v'lekev v'yisenu tov v'zal, Oshamnu bogadnu gazalnu. What is that? That's Mishpat. So step one of Tikkun Chatzos is Mishpat, where we're showing that we realize we've committed sins, we're declaring and we're apologizing for it. The person is judging himself for all the mistakes he made. Then the tefillos that come after that are where we show that we're mourning, we're expressing our sorrow over the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Shezeu b'chinas tikkun ha-mishpat. That's another example of tikkun ha-mishpat. Why? Ki churban Beis Hamikdash hu pigam ha-mishpat. Because the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash was a display of pigam ha-mishpat, shows that the mishpat was destroyed. Ki mokoim ha-mishpat hoya b'Beis Hamikdash. Because the Supreme Court, the highest body of mishpat of Klal Yisrael, was in the Beis Hamikdash, the Lishkas Hagozes. Ukeshenechrav, and when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Nemar, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Mekoim HaMishpot Shomo Horesha, that this place, which was the place for the highest level of Mishpot of Kedusha, was now replaced with evil, with sin. Kama Shom Razala, as the Medrash says in Medrash Rabbah, Vayikra Rabbah Perek Dalet. Because the Beis Hamikdash was a composite of all the different things that Rabbeinu Zal mentions there. The Yira, the Das, the Torah Shebenigla, the Torah Shebenister, the Mishpat. The Beis Hamikdash was all of that. Kishom Mekoyim HaYira, that was the center of Yira. Bechinas Yerushalayim, Yira Sholem. We know, and the pinnacle of Yerushalayim is the Beis Hamikdash. That's the top of the peak of Yerushalayim is the Beis Hamikdash. And what is it? Yira Sholem, Shleimus Ayira. V'gamahu b'chinas Das. And we know that the Beis Hamikdash is the center of Das. Kemo Yisham Razala, as the Gemara says in Brochas Taf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara says there, Kol mi sheyesh bodeya ki'ilu nivne Beis Hamikdash b'yomov. Any person who has Das, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were already built in his time. Because what was the Beis Hamikdash? A binyan of Das. It was Shleimus HaDas. That's where people saw Hashem. That's where people knew. You had the Kohanim, you had the Bez Nagot, you know, the Supreme Court. You had Kimitzion Teitze Soyer, it says. That's the broadcasting center for all the Das of the whole world. How? Through the fact that that was also the seat of the Mishpat. That's where the Bez Nagodol sat to do judgment down here, so that there wouldn't have to be any heavenly decrees, any heavenly judgment. And the Beis Hamikdash is also the place, the center of Torah, k'may shekosuv al haposuk haTorah asher yerucha. And as the Gemara learns out on the posuk that it says that if you'll have a question, you'll have something that you won't understand, it says, v'kamto v'aliso al amokim, you will leave your house, go up to Yerushalayim, go up to the Beis Hamikdash, el amokim, and there, al pi haTorah asher yerucha, based on the Torah that they will teach you. Who's the they? The Bezdin, the Kohanim, they were the leading authorities of Das, of Klal Yisrael, they'll tell you what to do. They'll guide you what to do. So Rav Nosson Zal just showed us here that the Beis Hamikdash is a composite of everything Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. And the tefillin that we put on in the morning are also. The tefillin have all of those ingredients. The Yira, the Das, the Mishpat, the Torah Shebenigla, the Tefillah, the Torah Shebenigla, it's all in the tefillin. That if a person is a person knows that when I'm putting on tefillin, it's a big deal. I'm pushing all of these buttons. I'm hitting all of these major, major items in Yiddishkeit. Then a person knows to take it seriously, to realize, mamish, it's the crown of the king. It's very, very holy. Baruch Hashem. Halacha Dalet, paragraph Aleph, al pi hamaymar b'chatzoytzrois v'koil shofarim. This halacha will be based on chapter 5 in Likutei Moran, entitled Bachatzoytzois, Sefer Likutei Moran Rishon, Siman Hei, Ayin Shom Kol Hamaymar Kulay. Study that entire chapter well. And now he gives us a summary to give us the basics that we need to get started. Ki Chayev Kolodom Loimar Bishvili Nivro Hoilam. Rabbeinu Zal says there, that every Jew has to say that the whole world was created for me. The Gemara asks in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, Loma Nivra, why is it that trees Hashem created millions, birds millions, everything millions, billions, man he created one, to let us know that one a person is a world. You save a person, you saved a whole world. You destroy a person, you destroyed a whole world. So Rabbeinu Zal says, based on that Gemara, therefore, a person needs to know, I'm a person, Bishvili Nivra Olam. The whole world was created for me. The tzaddikim were created for me. For themselves, Hashem doesn't need them so much. He needs them to fix me. He needs, everything was created, just like the Gemara says, that Bishvil Yisrael, Bereishis Boralikim, Bishvil Reishis. Hashem created the world because of Reishis. What is Reishis? The Jewish people. There's a pasuk, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvosoi, that the Jews are called Reishis. So that's the whole Jewish nation. And each individual Jew is a microcosm of the whole Klal Yisrael. So every Jew has to say, Bishvili Nivra Hoylam. V'chulu, etc., etc. Rabbeinu Zal expounds on that. And then he goes on to say that he speaks about the topic of tefillah, and he speaks about the fact that you have to daven differently when you're approaching Hashem before the Gzar Din than you daven after a Gzar Din. Once a Gzar Din has been issued, the format of the tefillah has to be different than it is before the Gzar Din. Ve'eich yoidin ben koidim Gzar Din la'achar Gzar Din. How in the world can we know whether it's before Gzar Din or after Gzar Din? Al yedei ha-mitzvois she'on oisim b'simcha. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that when a Jew is zoche to do mitzvahs b'simcha, he gets into Hashem's kishkes kaviyochel. He gets all the way inside to such a level that he can feel in himself, he can feel in what's going on with his tefillah, he can feel if it's before Gzar Din or after Gzar Din. V'dafka kishe'oisen oisam b'simcha gedoylo kol kach. We're talking about a person who's doing the mitzvahs with such joy, ad she'ein roitzin shum schar oylam haba b'shvilam, to the point where the person is not interested in any future reward. The only thing I want as reward for this mitzvah is the next mitzvah. Give me, like Bebchinas, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Sheschar mitzvah, mitzvah. The reward for a mitzvah is the next mitzvah. Ki hu nene meha mitzvah biatzma, because this person has reached a level of das, a level of emunen Hashem, that he don't need no reward. The most rewarding experience in his life is the mitzvah itself. If I know I'm doing the greatest thing that I could possibly be doing, you don't have to give me a lollipop aside. I enjoy that. This isn't something I don't like. I love this. Reward for the reward is if you did something that was hard or that you don't like to do. This doesn't need any reward. That's a level of das and a level of emunah. V'zehu hachiluk shebein nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu lebein nevuas shar neviim. And Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in the Likutei Moran shows that this level, the level where a person is not looking to the future. He doesn't need anything in the future. His reward is in the present. Right now, his Olam Haba is now. He's enjoying his Olam Haba right now and he's doing a mitzvah. That's the nevuah. That corresponds to the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu versus a person who's looking to the future for his reward. That corresponds to the nevuah of the other prophets. We'll see in a minute why. Because a Jew who is doing a mitzvah now, he's learning Torah now, because if you ask me, there's a lot. I'd much rather be playing tennis now. I'd much rather be doing this. But I'm learning Torah because somebody told me, I believe, that there's a briefcase with $1 billion in it for the Torah. So for $1 billion, I'll pass on the tennis for a couple of hours. I'll play tennis later. I'll put in a couple of hours of Torah. A person who's doing the mitzvah that way, b'shvil olam haba, because of a reward in the future, hu b'chinas navi ba'aspaklaria she'eina ma'ira. That person is similar to the prophets who saw Hashem unclearly, where it wasn't a clear vision. It was something in the distance. Like when you see something far away, you can see it, but it's not clear. You can't see all the details. That's the nevuah of the other prophet. The Gemara says that the other prophets said, Koi Omar Hashem. Koi means approximately this is what Hashem said, like this. Koi is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zeh hadovor asher tziva Hashem. Zeh hadovor means he's pointing, it's right in front of him, right in front of his face. That, just like you have that difference among prophets, so too you have a difference among Jews doing mitzvahs. One person's mitzvahs are like those other prophets, where he's looking to the future, he's looking into the distance, that sometime in the future, in 100 years, when I die, I'm going to get Olam Haba, that's what I'm doing the mitzvah for now. And another person, his reward is right now. He is enjoying, his Olam Haba is in the mitzvah itself. He doesn't need anything else. The only thing he's looking for is another mitzvah, period. Rabbein Azal elaborates over there and explains it really tremendously. Whereas the Jew, who is doing the mitzvah because of the joy and pleasure and thrill that he's getting from the mitzvah itself, he's not thinking, he's not interested in any future reward. His olam haba is right now. He doesn't have to wait for pleasure. I'm enjoying this Shabbos. I'm sitting at my Shabbos table. You're going to tell me that one day I'm going to get reward. I'm going to have a pleasure of olam haba. This is olam haba. This is it. Ze bechinas aspaklaria hameira. That person's mitzvahs are on the level of aspaklaria hameira. That's compared to like Moshe Rabbeinu's view of Hashem, which was now right in front of him. Hashem was right in front of his face. Like this person's olam haba is right in front of his face. Ze bechinas. This is what the pasuk says. Beyoymoi titein schoroi. When you have an employee, don't pay him tomorrow. You pay him today. He finished his work. You run. You find him. You make sure he has his money right away. No delay. No procrastinating. Again, I'm doing the mitzvah. The reward is not tomorrow. The reward is today. And the day I did the mitzvah, I'm getting my reward. The schar is in the mitzvah itself. It's brought that the first letters of beyoymoi titein schoroi spell Shabbos. Shabbos, which is this mein olam haba, a taste of olam haba, that's this biyomai titan schorim. Vezehu zochrehu me'echad b'Shabbos. This is why the Gemara says about Shabbos, don't wait till Shabbos to experience Shabbos. Remember Shabbos Sunday morning. Sunday morning, you're already tingling, you're already excited, you're already feeling the rumbling that Shabbos is coming. Hainu shesimchas v'tainug olam haba shubchinas Shabbos yargish b'sheishes simei ma'isa, which means that the pleasure and joy and happiness of Shabbos, which is olam haba, the person's feeling it in the 6 days of the week, which is olam hazeh. Shehein b'chinas ma'isa hamitzvus. The 6 days of the work are referred to as sheishes yemei ha'ma'isa. The 6 days of work, ma'isa is also the terminology that's used about performing mitzvahs. Asiyas ha-mitzvah is ma'isa ha-mitzvah. So in the 6 days of the week, in olam hazeh, while I'm doing mitzvahs, I'm feeling zochrei, that on Sunday already, I'm remembering the Shabbos. I'm feeling the schar, that rewarding experience, I'm feeling it in the mitzvah itself. Shehein b'chinas ma'isa ha-mitzvahs, in the ma'isa ha-mitzvahs, Shebohem nivru oilam shono nefesh. It's during the 6 days, in 6 days, that Hashem created oilam, shono, and nefesh. Oilam means place, space. Shono means time. And nefesh means beings, you know, all the different beings. The physical world is based on these three principles. Time, space, and then beings, the beings that exist in it, the domain Samea Chai Medaber, of which the highest form is Nefesh, the highest form of beings is Nefesh, the large unit of space is called Oilam, and the large unit of time is called a year, a Shana. It's brought again that the last letters of Oilam, Shana, Nefesh spell Moshe, because again, the Tzaddik is the one who is shaylet on all three of these. He's the one who has achieved shleimus. He's the shleimus ha-nefesh. He's the highest nefesh. And he's the one who's ruling over and performing the tikkun of the oilam and the shana, you know, time and space. V'ikar has, okay. V'ikar has simcha hu b'leiv. Now, let's talk about happiness. We see guys walking around smiling. Are they happy? Many cases, definitely not. He smoked something or he drank something. That smile has nothing to do with simcha. Happy, real simcha is in the heart, when it's coming from the heart. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Nosato simcha belibi. Hashem, you have placed joy in my heart. V'yevsher lelev lismoyach elo ad sheyosir akmimi shebelev. Rabbein Azal shows there that it's impossible for a heart to experience real happiness until you get rid of the crookedness in the heart. There's an akmimish, there's a term yashru salev, or zerul atzadik, ule yishrei lev simcha. That term is used throughout Mishlei, many places in the Torah. There's a heart that's smooth, and there's a heart that's crooked, full of all kinds of crookedness, all kinds of bumps, all kinds of junk and everything. So Rabbeinu Zal writes there that the heart can't really experience simcha. We're talking about the simcha, the highest level of simcha, the simcha from the mitzvah itself, until you first eliminate the crookedness in the heart. Sheyeheloi yashru slave, that he should have yashru slave, like the Pasuk says there, ule yishrei lev simcha, that the prerequisite for simcha is yashru salev. Va'oz yizke l'simcha kama shekosov l'yishrei lev simcha. How does one get rid of this crookedness in the heart? Through thunder. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Nun Tes, Lo Nivru Ramim, Elo Lefashet Akmimiyu Shebelev. Hashem created thunder for one purpose, to eliminate the crookedness in people's hearts. Person hears that crashing thunder, he gets straightened out. That's straight. If he's normal, if he opens his eyes and ears, he realizes that he ain't in charge of the world and he ain't running the world with his business, with all of his shtuyot and everything. Somebody else is running the world. There's a balabira. There's a balabayis, Hashem. So the Gemara says that's what thunder was created for, to smooth out the crookedness in the heart. Now the question is, so I have to wait till the next time it thunders. Uraamim hu bechinas koil she'odom moitzi bekoyach b'tfilosoi. Rabbeinu Zal says there, when a Jew davens with thunder, when a Jew davens tefillah bekoyach, where he's putting all of his power behind that tefillah, even if nobody hears it, he could be sitting in a room with people and nobody's hearing him, but he's being mekayim the pasuk kol atzmoisai toimarno Hashem mikomoicha. He's gathering up all the energy from his toes, from his feet, from his heart, eyes, everything is being gathered up and concentrated in his tefillah. And when he's davening, he's screaming. It's a silent scream. People around him don't hear it, but inside he's screaming to Hashem. He's giving everything he has into it. Rabbeinu Zal says, that is thunder. That's another form of thunder. And he shows it, u'mizeh naseramim. That generates thunder, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. Ki isa bezoyar, it says in the Zohar Kodesh Parshas Pinchas, Daf Reish Lamed Hey, kadnofik hay kola. The Zohar Kodesh is describing thunder. The Zohar Kodesh says, when that sound comes forth, ve'ara be'ibe mitra, and it strikes the clouds, the rain clouds, ishtama kola lebriyasa. People hear that sound. There's a crashing sound that people hear. V'do inun ramim, that is thunder. And then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain, v'ikar haramim hemi gvurois. We know that thunder comes from gvura. What bracha do you make when you hear thunder? Shekoichoi u'gvurosoi molei oilam. Kamay shekosav, as the pasuk says in Eov, the ra'am gvuroisav mi izboinon. Who can fathom, who can understand the thunder of Hashem's gvurois? Another form of this gvura is when a Jew summons up all of his strength and he puts power behind his tefillah. He puts a punch, a major punch behind his tefillah. And he's giving tefillah bekoyach. V'hakoil hazeh poigeya be'ibe mitra. And that coil now coming out of his mouth strikes the clouds. What are the clouds? Hainu b'chinas moichin, a person's brain. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Shemisham yordin tipin tipin. We know, what do the clouds give us? Raindrops. What does the brain give us? Also droplets. The Zohar HaKadosh k'may shekosu b'zohar. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Be'er mayim chayim v'noizlim in levonoim. There is a well from which there comes forth living waters, and they drip forth, it comes forth from Lebanon. The Zohar HaKadosh says, min libuna demoicha. The word levonoin refers to the white matter of the brain. That the droplets, the seed, the zera, that a person produces children from, it originates in the moyach. So we see that the clouds, the white clouds, which have rain in them, correspond to the white matter of the brain, the libuna demoicha, which have its droplets in it. So Rabbeinu Zal says that when a Yid davens tefillah b'koyach, when there's thunder coming out of his mouth, he's thundering to Hashem, his tefillah is not a relaxed thing. He's putting all the energy he can into the tefillah, and the sound comes out of his mouth and strikes his head. His brain hears that sound. Ukishepoigea be'ibe mitra, when that sound strikes the clouds, Azai ishtama kolo lebriyosa. The Zohar HaKadosh says that sound is heard by the world. People hear that crashing thunder. Hainu b'chinas ramim. That's thunder. V'zeh. So Rabbeinu Zal says when a Jew is davening tefillah b'koyach, that's another form of this thunder. That can have the same effect of smoothing out the akmimi shebalev, straightening out any crookedness in his heart. V'zeh b'chinas. This is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says koil ma'oirer hakavona. That when you're davening, if you whisper, if you're not making any sound, then it's much easier for your mind to drift, to go off into wawa land, to thinking about all kinds of nonsense. The Gemara says, "Koil moira kavana." When you say the word, when you hear the words, that wakes up the brain. That forces the brain a little bit more to be connected to the words. V'zehu b'chinas koil hashoifor. Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in the Kutimran, that's also the sound of the shofar. Do shofar shel Eil. We know the shofar reminds Hashem of the ram's horn. Eloi shel Yitzchak, the ram which replaced Yitzchak at the Akedah. Bechinas veram gevuroisav. Again, gevura. Yitzchak is pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was willing to die to be killed for Hashem. That's gevurois. That's these ramim, this thunder. So another form of, on Rosh Hashanah, when that shofar is being blown, one of the main purposes, lefashet akmimi shebelev, to get rid of the crookedness in our hearts, to enable us to experience real simcha. That's why it says in the Navi Nehemiah that he says to the Jewish people on Rosh Hashanah, ichlu mashmanim ushesukt mamtakim ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem. He's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is days of awe, yira, yomim noiroim. He says, ki chedvas Hashem himuzchem, because joy with Hashem, that is your strength. How do we get the simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Through the thunder. The thunder is the koil shofar. The koil shofar and the tefillah b'koyach. Bechinas v'ram grois, v'zehu ashrei ha'om yoidei serua. And this is why the pasuk says, blessed, fortunate is the nation who understands, who knows that, not who blows the trua, yoidei trua, sheyifka hakoil b'moyach, that this sound, the effectiveness of this sound, is when it wakes up the brain, when it's mo'era the moyach, b'chinas ibei mitra, the rain clouds, which is the brain. That's another piece over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Avol tzorech lefanoi, says Hamoichin, Mechochmes chitzonios umimachshova zorois. Rabbeinu Zal writes there that just like the heart has junk in it, which prevents it from experiencing real simcha, so too the brain. We know when you play a musical instrument, you have to check the instrument to make sure it's smooth, everything is proper. Otherwise, you're going to get a dull sound, a thud. You have to tune up the guitar, you have to, the drum, each thing, you have to make sure it's. See, here also he's saying that the moyach, when that coil strikes the moyach, if the moyach has junk in it, then it don't make that thunder. You don't hear that thunder. You hear a dull thud, nothing else. So first the person has to vacate. They have to remove from the brain the chochmois chitzonius, secular wisdoms, things that a person stuffs their brain with that serve no real positive purpose, no healthy purpose, and machshavei zarais, thoughts that are outside the boundary of kedusha, mechametz, to get rid of the chametz. Shelo yachmetz es chochmosoi b'chochmes chitzonis ubetayvois. So he shouldn't spoil, he shouldn't sour his brain with these wrong kinds of chachmas and taivas rois. That's number one. Kedei, in order that, v'chulu, and Rabbeinu Zal explains over there what that accomplishments. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say, gam yishmer yirosoi. And the person has to also guard his yira from yirois chitzonis. The person has to be very careful. Yira is something good, something important. You have to make sure to get rid of the yiras chitzonis. All the things, all the false fears, the phobias and everything that a person shouldn't have. V'sehu, and Rabbeinu Zal says over there, this is what the Gemara is referring to. When the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Nun Vov, the Gemara asks, how was the city of Rome formed? The Gemara says, as a result of certain sins, Yorad Gavriel, the angel Gavriel, came down from heaven. V'noatz kone bayam, he stuck a reed into this ocean, and on there was built the city of Rome. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Gavriel is Gvura, is all the different things. And Roimi represents Chochmas Chitzonius. The Iker, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, the most important thing is Lishmoer Moichoi, for a person to protect his brain, Sheloi Yachmetz, that it shouldn't become spoiled by filling it with things that it shouldn't be filled with. V'zehu, and Rabbeinu Zal says over there, that's also the Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Goar Chayas Kone. Kide'isa b'zoyar, the Zohar Kodesh expounds on that pasuk and says, Kone ches teshaber v'tasa mimenu hei. The pasuk there is referring to Esav. It's talking about Esav, and it says, the animal, the wild animal who runs around in the reeds, you know, in the swamps, Goar, is Hashem is going to get display his anger on him. The Zohar Kodesh says over there, that there are two letters in the Aleph Beis, the Ches and the Hey, that are almost identical. How do you turn a Ches into a Hey? You break off the Kone, the stick. You break off that left pole of the Ches. You break it off, and that's how you turn a Ches into a Hey. You turn Chometz into Matzah. Chometz is a bad, Chometz is a negative thing. The Torah speaks about Machmetzis. The Zohar Kodesh says Machmetzis is the word Chometz, and the outer letters spell the word mace. Chametz is sitra demoisa, sitra achra. Matzah is the opposite. Matzah is called medicine. It's a cure. It's a healing food. The Zohar Kodesh speaks a lot about it. Matzah is moichin and seichel and everything. So the Zohar Kodesh says that kone ches teshaber, you take that reed of the ches, that leg of the ches, and break it, v'tase mimena hei. And you make from the ches a hey. V'tase mei chometz matzah. You convert chometz into matzah, meaning, hainu sheloi tachmitz chochmosecha. That this is one of the things that a Jew has to be very careful about. Hashem blessed us with a brain. Hashem blessed us with a head. Person says, what's the big deal? I'm tired. I'll pick up the newspaper, pick up the... It's just... And the person doesn't know that there's a malach that's shooting missiles at him. And this missile has a 300-pound warhead, and this one has a 3,000-pound warhead. They don't know that in it, depending on who the author is, if it's a Jew, a non-Jew, a Russian, not, you're reading his, you're feeding his das, is feeding into your brain. He's broadcasting, you're filling your head with stuff. You better know what kind of stuff you're putting in there. Person goes to the gas station, he puts gas in, and he's about to drive out, turns on the thing, and nothing happens. And he doesn't know they put lemonade in. Somebody played a joke, and instead of the Delek, there's orange soda, there's Fanta in there. How far is the car going to go? Lahavdil, a person's brain. He's putting all kinds of stuff in, and then he wants to know why. Why is that person holy? Why that person when he puts on tefillin, he looks like he's going up to heaven, and I put on tefillin and I'm tired, you know, what's the difference? And Rabbeinu Zal showing the different things there that feed into it. All of these are parts of a puzzle where depending on where your heart is at and where your brain is at and everything, this is all going to play a role on how you experience the different mitzvahs, all of these things. Vezehu Goar, and Rabbi Nizal says there that that word Goar, Goar Chayas Kone, Goar is Loshen Meriva. The word Goar means like to do battle. Hashem says, I'm going to do battle against that Chayas Kone, the wild animal, Esav. So Rabbi Nizal says there that the word Goar is Loshen Meriva, that Tzadikaya Avdin Matsusa. Rabbi Nizal says there, he addresses the issue of Machlokes among Tzadikim. And he says that there are times when the tzaddikim intentionally have machlokes among them to keep out those people who should be kept out. Because they know that there are certain people who should not be invited, who should not be included in the Kedusha. How are we going to keep them away? One of the ways is those people, when they see machlokes, when they see a tzaddik, and they say, oh, you see? Can't be a tzaddik, and the person leaves. And the person doesn't know that that was a performance that was putting on to test him, to see if he's going to take the bait, to see if he's going to suspect that it's the tzaddikim that are doing something wrong, or maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe if I'm witnessing that, there's a message in it for me. They're tzaddikim. If there's anything wrong, it's in me, not in them. Hainu, Rabbi Nizal says over there, if a Jew will be careful, he'll guard his brain not to introduce into it things that he doesn't need to put into his brain, and also not to think illicit thoughts, bad thoughts. They're referred to as the kone, the reed of the sitra achra, Keneged, which is the opposite of Kenei Chochmo, Kenei Bina. There's a pasuk in Mishlei where Shlomo says, acquire Chochmo, acquire Bina, get as much as you can. That's on the side of holiness. On the other side, you have these Chochmas Chitzainis and those things, which are the Kone, the same word, Kufne, the Kone, the Sitrachra, where Gavriel came down and he stuck this reed into the sea. And on there was built the city of Rome. You know, all kinds of rishus and ran, everything. Through this, the person will be saved from chametz, this chimut samoyach, shehu sitra demoisa, which is machmetzes, chametz mace. He'll be saved from the other side. And then Rabbi Nizal goes on to say there, which I mentioned just before, the tamin, you must realize and believe, shekol matsusa umariva sheyesh bein hatzadikim hashleimim, that whenever we see machlokes between perfect tzadikim like Shammai and Hillel, certain tzadikim who are mamish on a very high level, ein ze elo kedei sheyegarshu sitron achronim. That's only being done, that's only there in order to chase away the sitra achra, in order to chase away those who need to be chased away, those who shouldn't be allowed to enter. Vezeh pirush, and this is what the pasuk is referring to, the pasuk in Mishlei, when it says, oizen shoyma'as toichachas chayim bekerev chachomim tolim. The pasuk there says, an ear that wants to hear reprimand, that will give him life, the person should put his ear, should spend the night among Chachamim. He should stay close to Chachamim. Rabbi Nizal gives another interpretation of that pasuk tied into what we're saying. That the word tolin means lina, to sleep. The word tolin also means tluna. Tluna means complaints, machlokes. Loshen tluna umariva, machlokes, fights. Kishe'ato shemea marivois, shebeinat tzadikim, when you hear about fights, machlokes going on among the tzaddikim, teida, you should know, sheze mashmien oischa toichocha, that this is being given to you, you are being reprimanded, al shepogamto betipe moichacha, because of the fact that you messed up with your tipe hamoyach. That's why you're hearing that. That's why you're seeing that. Just like the Baal Shem Tov once told his Talmidim, that whenever a Jew witnesses a sin being performed, the fact that you're seeing that means that you have some kind of kesher to that. You're involved in that problem. Otherwise, why are they showing it to you? Why is Hashem making that you should witness that scene? So one of his Talmidim, one of the great tzaddikim at that time, once saw Chil Shabbos. Again, they lived in places, they lived not in Me'er Sharim, they lived in Elef Sharim. They lived in places where you didn't see Chil Shabbos, period. And one time, one of the Baal Shem Tov's Talmidim witnessed a Chil Shabbos, and he right away turned on the computer in his brain to do a search. Hey, that's being shown to me. Obviously, I've done something to desecrate the Shabbos. Where? And he searched through the whole Hilchas Shabbos, everything, couldn't find it. Couldn't find anything that he might have done. So he went to the Baal Shem Tov afterwards to ask him, Rebbe, you remember you said this? I know that it's true. How does it apply? He said, I'll tell you. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the tzaddik is called Shabbos. The students of Rabbi Shimon called their rabbi. They said, Antu Shabbos the Kula Yomi. You're like the Shabbos and we're the 6 days of the week. You're Mashpia, we receive from you. We receive all of our brachas from you. He said that you once witnessed a Talmud Chacham being insulted and you didn't step in, you didn't do anything. To you, that was considered an act of Chilul Shabbos, desecrating the Shabbos, not showing enough respect to a tzaddik who is Bechina Shabbos. So here Rabbi Nezal says that when Jews see machlokas among the tzaddikim, and there are some Jews that use that as an excuse not to be observant, because look at the religious, look what's going on there. They're all fighting with each other, so therefore I'll eat pork and I won't keep Shabbos everything, because you see? And you have this on all levels. You have the people that are totally not religious, or you have people who are religious, but they keep away from tzaddikim, because you see, they're all fighting, they're all in disagreement, so they want to keep back. Rabbi Nezal addresses this there, because this was the first Rosh Hashanah that Rabbi Nosson Zal came to Rabbi Nezal. He met Rabbi Nezal in Elul. He came to him in the month of Elul. Rabbi Nosson Zal lived in Nemirov, about 18 kilometers from Breslov, and they heard that there's a new show in town, a new tzaddik came, and some people went to see him, and they came back, and Rabbi Nosson Zal was watching them say slichas, and he said, whoa. He saw a guy, you know, one of his friends, who had gone to see Rabbi Nachman and came back, and he saw him saying slichas, different than he ever saw before. So he said, I have to go see this myself. I have to go see this. So they went, him and a couple of friends, and they met Rabbi Nezal a few days before Rosh Hashanah, and they saw, and they heard that by him Rosh Hashanah is the main thing. They went home to get their lunch boxes, and they came back for Rosh Hashanah. And that Rosh Hashanah is when Rabbi Nezal said this shir that we're speaking about now, and one of the topics he addressed, he knew what was going on at the time. He knew that one of the obstacles that Rabbi Nosson Zal was going to have was the machlokes. There was the machlokes with the shpol, that they heard that there are tzaddikim that are against this person. Now what do you do? And Rabbi Nezal addressed this, that when a person hears that, they should know that it's for them. It's not a proof that the tzaddikim are no good. It's a proof that you have something to fix in your tipei amoyach in order to be able to get the right connection to the tzaddikim. Kishata shemem rishim tzaddikim teida sheze mashmina yisro, that you're hearing this toichoch as toichocha al shepogamta betipei moichacha. This is a reprimand for you over the fact that you have messed up with these droplets in your brain. She'al ze nemar, about which the Torah writes, kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun v'lo yasigu orcho ischaim, that when a person enters into the study of philosophy, when a person messes up their brain big time, the pasuk says people who go into that kind of stuff will not return, and they will not achieve the path of life. She'ato dovuk b'sitra demoisa, you're attached to the sitra achra, b'chinas chametz. U'bevadai im loy hoyo nifga moichecha, and most definitely, if your brain were not messed up, loy hoyo nishma lecha merivoy shebein tzadikim, you wouldn't be hearing the machlekes among the tzadikim. You wouldn't hear it, you wouldn't see it. The fact that you are hearing it and seeing it is a message for you. Ve'ein hamariva ele bishvilcha, this fight is only for you, kidei she'toshuv mimoves lechayim, mechometz lematzah, as a message for you to know that you have to do tshuva, you have to get out from death to life, from chometz to matzah. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Study that chapter in the Kutumran well, because every line here is like 20 lines or 30 lines over there. Veteda, and Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say, picture this was one Rosh Hashanah shir, and we're giving it to you, the monarch, now we're giving you the short version. The shirim on Rosh Hashanah were 2-3 hours. Rabbeinu Zal would start the shir on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, in the evening, towards evening, and it would go late into the night. You know, there were 2-3 hours he would give a shir. Nuclear, this is what we have in the Likutei Moran. Veteda, and you should know, Rabbeinu Zal writes there, Shetzorech l'shatef ha'gvurois b'chasodim. We spoke about thunder and gvura. All that is gvura, gvura. Rabbeinu Zal says, don't forget that you always have to attach chasodim to the gvurois. Smola b'yamina, the left and the right. You don't operate just with the left. You have to make sure to combine the left and the right. V'chulu, as he explains over there. Then he goes on to quote a story of Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, where Rabbah Bar Bar Chana saw this fish that was going so fast, the whole thing, he describes it, and he says, Ihu bezikifu vanan b'shipuli. He was going upstream, and we were going downstream. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Ze b'chinas yismach Hashem b'masav, yismach Yisrael b'yosav. This refers to the two kinds of simcha that are going on simultaneously. The Torah says, Hashem is enjoying his creations, and we are enjoying our Creator. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, how a Jew taps into Hashem's simcha. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Study all of this well. And now Rabbeinu Zal says, Ukvar shamati beferish mipi Rabbeinu Zal, and I heard clearly from Rabbeinu Zal, shezeh hamaymar, that chapter in Likutei Moran, im kamo mamorim hasmuchim shenemru boisin hazmanim, and several other shiurim that he said around the same time, kulam medabrim misoid kavonas tefillin, are all tied into the secrets that the Arizal explained about tefillin. Al kein choyva oleinu lachtor. Therefore, we have an obligation to dig and search and find the connections between that chapter in Likutei Moran and the mitzvah of tefillin. V'Hashem hatoiv yirachem lohoyer einenu b'tarosoi. Hashem, who is good, may he have pity on us and open our eyes in his Torah. V'yatzileinu mishegiyos, and he should protect us from making mistakes, from misinterpreting anything. V'yosim b'libeinu divrei emes, and place into our hearts words of truth. This is the introduction.